Harper Audio presents The Last Apprentice, Book 4, Attack of the Fiend, by Joseph Delaney. Performed by Christopher Evan Welch.
Chapter 1. A Visitor from Pendle. The witch was chasing me through the dark wood, getting nearer and nearer by the second. I ran fast, frantic to escape, weaving desperately, with branches whipping into my face and brambles clutching at my weary legs. The breath rasped harshly in my throat as I drove myself harder and harder toward the edge of the wood. Beyond that lay the slope leading up to the spook's western garden. If only I could reach that refuge, I'd be safe. I wasn't defenseless. In my right hand I gripped my rowan staff, which was particularly effective against witches. In my left was my silver chain, coiled about my wrist, ready for throwing. But would I get even half a chance to use either? For the chain, I needed a gap between us, but already the witch was close at my heels. Suddenly, the footsteps behind me ceased. Had she given up? I ran on, the waning moon now visible through the leaf canopy above, silver dappling the ground at my feet. The trees were thinning. I'd almost reached the edge of the wood. Then, just as I passed the last tree, she appeared from nowhere and ran at me from the left, her teeth gleaming in the moonlight, her arms outstretched as if ready to claw out my eyes. Still running, veering away, I flicked my left wrist and cracked the chain to send it hurtling toward her. For a moment, I thought I had her, but she swerved suddenly and the chain fell harmlessly onto the grass. The next moment, she thudded into me, knocking the staff from my hand. I hit the ground so hard that all the breath was driven from my body, and in an instant she was on me, her weight bearing down on me. I struggled for a moment, but I was winded.